This is Shannon Ray Davis, and you are listening to Omega Man Radio. Welcome to my world, the world of the Omega Man. Join us here for the nightly marathon, broadcasting Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. You can find us here on YouTube, and we encourage you to report for duty. Get trained up. War of the Saints is coming. You want to be an overcomer and endure till the end. We will teach you how. We cast out devils. We command healing to the sick in Jesus' name. And we preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ to win souls for Jesus. I want to encourage you right now to subscribe right here on YouTube to this channel. Smash the like button and share a link to our live chat room to everyone you know right there on Facebook. Get them to come on out and tune in and join in the fight against the host of hell. If you'd like to support this work financially, we have a PayPal button on our website. We have GoFundMe, Zelle, even Take Bitcoin. And we thank you in advance for partnering with us. Our website is OmegaManRadio.com. One more thing before we start tonight's show. To the demons tuning in, we're coming for you, demon. No demon is safe. So stay with us. We've got Dr. Sabrina Sessions in the house from MiracleInternetChurch.com. Dr. Sabrina, let's jump right into it. The mic is yours.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this opportunity to minister the gospel. We thank you for everyone that's listening, Father, and those that will listen and recast thereafter. We ask you to bless Miracle Outreach Ministries and Omega Man Radio, Brother Shannon and his family, Father, in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over the works of every witch, warlock, sorcerer, divine, or pagan, charlatan, and liar in Jesus' name. And we disconnect all of our listeners from every demonic entity in the name of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus over everyone, Father. We surround everyone with the wall of fire and the glory in the mist and the warring, linking angels in Jesus' name. Miracle Outreach Ministries meets on the internet every Wednesday evening and every Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Pat Holliday. Our website is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. And you may contact us there. We have a local church here in Jacksonville, Florida, that meets on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. at the Four Points by Sheraton Hotel, located at 8520 Bay Meadows Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32256. On Amazon.com, we have over 140 Kindle ebooks, and they are under Dr. Pat Holliday. They're listed as Pat Holliday Books. And on blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Pat Holliday, we have 9.5 years of worship services with deliverance. And we encourage you to recast those messages and receive the blessings of the Lord in Jesus' name. Tonight, we're going to talk about no worries, trust in the Lord. Amen. Satan keeps many Christians in defeat through the sin of worry. We pray, we fast, we worry, then we pray some more. We are tormented and anxious, but this is not what God has promised to believers. The enemy is attempting to take the power of the Word of God from God's people. It is the Word of God that Jesus used to defeat Satan. Without the Word, we cannot resist temptation as we should. Our minds are constantly bombarded to the point that the scriptures become unproductive in our lives. But saints, through our God, we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. When we worry, we are unable to release our faith nor to increase our faith in God's power to deliver us. With worry-filled minds trying to figure it all out on our own, we are unable to effectively release our faith to believe God's promises. His promises for healing, promises for restoration, promises for our finances, promises for salvation and deliverance. Worry is a sin and an enemy to our faith in God. Failure in faith causes our needs to continue to be unmet. When we get weary, when we faint in our minds, when we fail to cast down imaginations and the high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God, we become so discouraged and depressed that we increase stress and we worry more. So Jesus did a teaching in Mark 4. And he says in verse 3, "Behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. Some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell on thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, some 60, and some 100. One of the tactics that the enemy uses is stealing the word from us. Many saints hear the word, but are not receiving the word in their hearts. They only have mental acceptance of the word. Some are going to church services but are not being taught the word. And there's a famine of the word of God in those churches. Some simply do not understand the word. So whatever is sown, the enemy comes by and he takes it away. Some only have a head knowledge and no true penetration of the word to produce a definite change. What do I mean by a definite change? A definite change comes from Romans 12, 1 and 2. You see, the spirit of the mind is transformed, and thus the believer thinks and believes differently and therefore behaves differently than before. Some know of God's promises but do not act on the word and rightly apply it to their own lives. As a result of this, Satan is able to take the word away from them. And that's what we see in the body of Christ. The word is not getting down into the heart. The heart is not saturated with the word. Some are not mixing faith with the word, and some simply are not applying it. In Mark chapter 4, verses 15, we're going to start at verse 14. And it says that Satan comes immediately when there's no depth of the word and takes it away, that little word that was sown in their hearts. And verse 16, it says that there's the word that's sown, but it's on stony ground. It's on a hard place in their hearts. And when they hear the word, they get all excited. They shout hallelujah. But there's no root inside of them. There's no root to hold the word in their hearts. So they endure as long as things are going fine. But as soon as affliction or persecution arises, they're offended for whatever reason, and they don't hold on to the word. So what does Satan do? He brings tribulation. He brings trouble, drama, persecution before the seed of the word has an opportunity to take root in the heart. In other words, these saints can quote the scriptures, but they're not executing them or living them yet. Most modern Christians do not have a firm foundation in the word of God. They like hearing about the promises and the blessings, but they are unwilling to accept the word that teaches that as Christians we suffer, we face persecution, and we put our lives on the line for the gospel. That's what Jesus did, and he is our example. Satan is able to effectively attack because we've not learned spiritual warfare, and some of us shrink back from it when there is an attempt to teach it to us, you see. And these saints, their eyes become so fixed on the circumstance of their problem that their minds are occupied with the problem. And so now the word is hidden from them, and they are unable to stand in that case. Now, saints, these people have to saturate themselves in the word of God. And at Miracle Outreach Ministries, we use the King James Version of the Bible. That is the only version of the Bible that we use. And in Mark 4, verse 18, it says that there were thorns when they hear the word. And the cares or worries of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, you know, if I play the lotto, I'm liable to hit it, you see. And the lust of other things, all these other things in life, choke the word out, and it can't bring forth any fruit. The worries or the cares of this life cause the word of God not to have its full impact in our lives. This is a tactic of the devil that weakens and immobilizes many Christians. These Christians have desires for worldly success and riches and keeping up with the Joneses and a whole list of other things. And this same attitude, these same things. You know, Jesus said to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things would be added unto you. But these Christians have it backward. They're going after the things first. And as a result, it chokes out the word, and the word becomes non-productive in their lives. So what do I mean by choke? I mean it's blocked, it's clogged, it's strangled, it's suffocated, it's smothered and stifled out of their lives. And so they don't ever fully come to the result that God desires in their lives. Saints, we have to take action against this kind of robbery by Satan. He comes to steal the word, the very thing that makes us strong in faith, makes us resilient and able to accomplish in God's kingdom and to receive the promises and the benefits of our Lord. Worry is not normal to the Christian. It's an abnormal sense of fear or intrepidation, and it's usually accompanied by doubt and unbelief. If we destroy the doubt and the fear, we can stop the worry. Fasting and prayer, along with the scriptures embedded in our spirits, works. You see, when we hear the word, we have to add faith to it. That means we have to choose to believe the scriptures and act as though that is so. And we have to remain steadfast in it instead of wavering. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, it says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So if we have fear in any area of our lives, it came directly from Satan and from our own unbelief of the word of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16, it says, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord? We have the mind of Christ." Why? Because we have the word of God and we have God the Holy Spirit. That's why. So, worry prepares us for failure. It sets our minds on a course that is deviant or going in a different direction from the Holy Scriptures. It causes us to doubt God's word, to doubt his promises to us, and to doubt his love for us. It hinders us taking possession of what God has promised and enjoying the blessings. Worry is not the normal Christian reaction or response to anything. It is contrary to Jesus Christ. Worry is normal to the world, but it is not normal to God's people. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, it calls every believer, by the mercies of God, that we're to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And it says in verse 2 that we're not to conform to this world, which means we're not to take part in worry. But instead, we're to be transformed. How? By our minds being renewed by the Word of God. What we used to think we can't keep, what the Bible says is what we hold on to. What is that supposed to do? It enables every believer to prove through walking out the scriptures what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That we can manifest the will of God in our lives in the earth. It is not God's will for our minds to be in constant state of turmoil or worry or fear or doubt or unbelief as we face everyday circumstances. We are to have the same mind that is in Jesus Christ. And we read about that a little while ago. You see, saints, when we turn on the television or get on the computer or whatever it is we do, we are bombarded with what the world thinks. And if we are not careful, we receive all of that into our spirits, and we go around believing it all day. So we don't turn around and say, no, I'm not going to receive that. I'm not going to believe that. I'm going to hold on to what the Word says. We need to instead fill our minds with the Word and with a knowledge of Jesus Christ. And we are to study the strategies that he used to be successful so that we might perform them. Jesus said he does not want us to worry about our finances, how we're going to pay our bills, how we're going to have money to buy food and clothes. He doesn't want us to worry about transportation, what kind of car we're going to drive, what repairs need to be made, how we're going to make payments, about our children, their problems, their future, their college education, who they're going to marry. We're not supposed to worry about our jobs or whether or not we're pleasing our bosses or meeting deadlines or how we are to perform. We're not supposed to be anxious about anything, nothing at all. There is not supposed to be anything in the life of the believer that we worry about. In Luke 12, the Lord says, take no thought for your life. And he means it. Jesus says, take no thought for your life. Taking anxious thought is sin. What we shall eat, or neither for the body, what we're going to wear. Life is more than meat and body more than raiment. We're supposed to consider the fact that God feeds all the animals. He feeds everything else. And surely, he's going to take care of us. And having given us Jesus Christ, he'll give us everything else that we need. If ye then be not able to do that which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? He tells us, look at the lilies. Solomon wasn't as well dressed as the lilies. God clothes the grass. He'll clothe you. He said that we're not supposed to be overly preoccupied with what we eat and drink. Neither be ye of a doubtful mind. We're not supposed to allow doubt to rest in our minds. That's why we have 2 Corinthians 10:5, where we pull down every imagination and every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring those thoughts captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Well, how do we do that? When that thought drops in that's contrary to what we know the scriptures say, we use Matthew 18:18, and we bind that thought in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it to come subject to Jesus Christ. That's what we do. We don't allow it to sit in our minds for 2 minutes, 2 hours, or 2 days, and then try to war through it. No. We resist the devil at the onset. The Bible says that the world and the nations seek after all these things. But in verse 31, rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Then the Lord says, we're not to have fear, because it's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. In Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse 6, be careful for nothing, absolutely nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that everyone needs in their mind and heart, that peace that passes all understanding, it will keep our minds and our hearts in Jesus Christ. We'll be able to remember where we left the keys and what we're doing. In Philippians 4:19, God promises that he will supply all of our need according to his riches in Christ Jesus. The Bible says in Romans 8:32 that he spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? In James chapter 1, the Bible says, beginning at verse 6, that when we ask, we're to ask in faith. We're not supposed to vacillate and waver back and forth like the sea does, because if we do, we will not receive anything of the Lord. So what are we saying here? We're saying that every saint needs to get a grip on their thinking. You know, it's the mind where witchcraft takes its root. It's the mind where worry and doubt and fear and unbelief take root. Many of us have generational fear, because auntie feared and grandma feared and mom and pop feared. And so we do it too. We were raised that way. But saints, that is not what God wants for us. He wants us to overcome. Neither does he want us to be double-minded. Here 1 minute and there the next. You see, that will not produce the word of God coming into manifestation. Worry causes Christians to be double-minded. They have more than one mindset on an issue. And the word of God says that we are not to doubt. It says that if we speak to the mountain and say, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. In Mark 11, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. So we must believe and not doubt, because the double-minded person is unstable in all of his ways, and he receives nothing from God. Worry is a tactic of the devil to disarm us. It paralyzes our faith. It causes us to let down the shield of faith that covers us and protects us from all of Satan's fiery darts. It makes us vulnerable to attack, and it keeps us in defeat. There are people who believe that God is able, but then they don't believe that he will do it for them. Well, you see, it's God's will to bless us. It's God's will to do for his people. So the saint, the Christian, the believer, the disciple must decide that either God is telling the truth or he's a liar. And the word declares that God cannot lie. It's not possible for him to lie. Either we believe God's word is true or we believe it's a lie. When we engage in worry, we are doubting God himself, his power, and his ability. We are doubting his love. We are doubting his provision for us. We are doubting his covenant promises to us. And we are doubting that God is able or that he will do what he has promised he would do. So saints, let's repent of this sin. Let's grow up and let's do what God has called. We have a revival going on. There are people who need to come into the kingdom. The saints need to be prepared and ready. And we need to have our act together so that we are able to win disciples to Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent of allowing ourselves to enter into the sin of worry, fear, doubt, and unbelief. We ask for your forgiveness and for you to wash us clean in the blood. We ask you, Lord, to deliver us from these spirits that have come to attack us and to bombard us and to steal our faith. We ask you, Lord, to deliver us in Jesus' name. And we receive our deliverance now. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, with the sword of the Spirit, we cut ourselves free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, and encumberment of the devil. We come out of agreement with Satan and with all of his tactics. We come out of agreement with the demons. And we agree with Jesus Christ, with our Heavenly Father, with God the Holy Spirit, and with the Holy Word of God. We come in agreement. The Bible says two cannot walk together lest they be agreed. We take authority, dominion, and power over the root of fear, over iniquities, over generational sins. We take authority, dominion, and power over all doubt and all unbelief and all worry and anxiety and frustration in our lives in Jesus' name. We bind these spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut ourselves free with the sword of the Spirit. We send these spirits into the spiritual cage, bound in the name of Jesus, according to Matthew 18:18. And we command them to go to the feet of Jesus to be judged before their time. We ask you, Lord Jesus, the Bible says that there is a door that you close that no man can open. We ask you to close and seal the open door where we have allowed these devils to come in and attack us in Jesus' name. We command them to come up and out of the people of God. Take a deep breath and cough from your belly, just like this. In Jesus' name, cough those spirits out in the name of Jesus Christ. They leave on the breath. Take a deep breath and exhale them. Just like that, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible declares that Jesus is our deliverer. We thank you for the deliverance, Lord. And we ask that those places where those spirits left us be filled with your Holy Spirit and your holy fire. And that you take this deliverance to completion, Lord, in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We worship you. We bow down before you. We receive the truth of your word, Lord Jesus. We ask for it to be engrafted in our hearts, Lord. We put it in our mind and in our hearts, and we believe your word, Lord. We act as though it's so. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we thank you for the love of God that surpasses all of our understanding, the peace of God that keeps our heart and our mind, the joy of the Lord that is our strength, and we give you praise. Again, this is Dr. Sabrina Sessions from Miracle Outreach Ministries here in Jacksonville, Florida. Our weekly broadcast on Blog Talk Radio is Miracle Internet Church, Blog Talk Radio with Dr. from Dr. Pat Holliday, who is our founder, and now with Dr. Sabrina Sessions and Marshall Perot. Our website is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. We have a local church here in Jacksonville, Florida, that meets on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. at the Four Points by Sheraton Hotel at 8520 Bay Meadows Road in Jacksonville, Florida. On Amazon.com and the Kindle, K-I-N-D-L-E, store, we have over 140 e-books under Pat Holliday Books. They are on various subjects that every Christian needs to read about, and we highly recommend them to you. And on blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Pat Holliday, we have 9.5 years of broadcasts that may be recast at your leisure, many of which have deliverances. So if you need to be delivered, please avail yourself to that resource, and the Lord is here for you. If you wish to reach us during our live broadcast on Wednesday or Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, our guest call-in number is area code 805-292-0300 and press 1. Again, that's area code 805-292-0300 and press 1. And if you wish to ask me a question, you may write me at G as in God, P as in Paul, Room, R-O-O-M, at Outlook.com. Those of you that have heard our broadcast on the Supernatural Channel on YouTube, you may connect with us at www.MiracleInternetChurch.com. And we will be so happy to receive you, and God bless you. God bless you, Brother Shannon, and thank you for helping me get the microphone to work tonight. And we want to encourage you to financially and prayerfully support Brother Shannon. And if you would like to bless us with an offering, if the Lord so moves upon your heart, you may leave an offering at www.MiracleInternetChurch.com. As the banner comes up, you will see a place where you can send it by mail or use the PayPal button there if you so desire, in the name of Jesus. And you can also find our global prayer room where you may leave a prayer request. We do pray live on the air for all of our prayer requests. And God bless you and keep you, Brother Shannon.
Thank you, Sister Sabrina. Great word tonight. What would you like to title this for the archive?
All right. I think I have a title here. I'm pretty sure I did. I entitled it, No Worries, Trust in the Lord.
Fantastic. You know, God is speaking tonight. We've had Him echoing this tonight. That means every word is established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. God is speaking to people tonight about trusting in Him. Praise the Lord, sister. Just another confirmation tonight that we're doing the work of the Lord here tonight, because I'm hearing this as a theme tonight, and I'm really blessed to be here and hear this word. Folks, God wants us to trust Him and live holy before Him in this time. Praise God. Dr. Sabrina,
amen.
We love and appreciate you. Thank you for coming on. If someone wants to contact you one more time, what's the best way to do that?
On our broadcast on Wednesday and Friday nights at 6:30 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Pat Holliday. Our guest call-in number is area code 805-292-0300 and press 1. They can write me at G, P as in Paul, Room, at Outlook.com if they want to send me an email. And they can listen to our archive and library of over 9.5 years at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Pat Holliday. Scroll down the page. You'll see the numbers of sin. And choose your page number and recast the broadcast at will and listen and learn.
Fantastic.
And you know, Brother Shannon, I'm looking forward to the time when we're going to come up here and we're going to pray for President Trump.
Amen.
And because we're getting into that season, and we're looking forward to doing more warfare concerning that matter. We know
count
that he's
it.
Going to be reelected and
yes.
have a successful second term. And we are thanking the Lord on Blog Talk Radio for his overcoming victory, where the votes will not have to be tallied 2, 3, and 4, 5 times, because God is going to give him an overwhelming
Amen.
Victory. The Bible says through God we shall do valiantly, for God is the one who's going to tread down our enemies. And we thank the Lord for what he's going to do. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for all who are in authority, so that we can have a peaceable life and go about the will of God, winning souls to the kingdom in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Count on that. We're certainly going to do it. Thank you for coming on tonight. We love you, and we'll see you back soon.
All right. God bless. Good night.
God bless you. Friends.